ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. ఈశావాస్య ఉపనిషత్ శ్లోక 10. అన్యదేవాహుర్విద్యయా అన్యదాహుర విద్యయా ఇతి శుశ్రుమధీరాణా చక్షిరే. సో ద టీచర్ హీ నౌ సేస్ దట్ ఆల్ ది ఐడియాస్ దట్ హీ హెస్ బీన్ కమ్యూనికేటింగ్ సో ఫార్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ అవర్ ఇన్వెన్షన్స్ బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ లెర్న్ దిస్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ గురు. ఇతి శుశ్రుమ, దిస్ ఐడియా గివన్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర, దట్ ఇస్ మంత్ర నంబర్ 9, వీ హ్యావ్ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ధీరాణాం ధీరాహ జ్ఞానినః. Wise people. Who are those wise people? Ye naha tad vicha chakshire. Who taught, vicha chakshire, who taught us this particular shastra. This was taught to us by these jnani naha. Here, interestingly, the Upanishadic seers, sages, they themselves point out that we have heard it from our gurus. And if you ask their gurus, they will say that they have heard it from their gurus. So that is why the date of the Vedas can never be fixed. It's a very futile exercise. Somebody trying to date it is 5,000 years old, 3,000 years old. They are all futile exercises. And what did these people teach? Avidyaya anyadahuhu. Through karma. Here avidya means karma. Through karma, the palam is different. And vidyaya anyadahuhu. The palam that is gained through upasana is different. So here also, avidya means kevala karma, only karma, and vidya means kevala upasana. We went through this earlier. So avidya refers to only karma, and vidya refers to upasana. They have got distinct results. One has got the dark world, another one got the darker world. So better do not practice them independently, but combine them. That is why in our tradition, most of the sadhanas are karma, upasana, samuchaya only. Karma removes physical tamoguna and upasana removes mental tamoguna. That is why the combination is advocated always since we need both. Shloka 11. Vidyancha avidyancha yastadvedho bayagumsaha avidyaya mrityum teertva vidyaya amritam ashnute. So the previous two shlokas, they are introductory mantras in the form of criticism of kevala karma and kevala upasana. The 11th mantra, that is the real teaching, starts here, where the combination is advocated. For the combination, it says, yaha ubayagum veda. Suppose an intelligent person practices both. Veda means one who knows and practices. Knowing is not enough. Ubayancha, both vidyamcha, that is shastriya upasana, and avidyamcha, shastriya upasana. So the person should be able to practice both, know both and practice both. If one practices both karma and upasana, and what they, and that too, how they should practice? Saha. Saha means, it's a very important word here, together, not to be done independently. Together, who combines both. That is why in the rituals, they start with first Shuklambaradhanam Vishnum, that's kind of mantra, and then Ombuhu, that is the pranayama. So the Shuklambaradhanam Vishnum, that mantra is supposed to activate certain nerves and the mind is ready. And Ombuhu, the pranayama, makes the mind focused, because all karmas, they involve some amount of meditation. Then what happens to such a person who practices both of them together? Avidyaya mrityum tirtva. Since he combined both karma and upasana, both should give some benefit. The Upanishad says he will get the respective benefits. So avidyaya, avidya means the karma part. Mrityum tirtva will help him transcend mrityu. Mrityu, what is mrityu? We have to still, you know, make sure that we don't go to the dictionary meaning for that. Here Shankaracharya says, mrityuhu means instinctive action. Normally, Mrityu in the dictionary will be death. But here, Mrityu means instinctive action, swabhavika karmani, so ragadvesha janita karmani, that's natural action which are not governed by viveka. It's a wild, uncontrolled, unrestrained action. It's a wild lifestyle. And that is called Mrityu here. Because such a life will lead a person from samsara to samsara only. So, kamavadaha, speaking anything he wants to speak. Kama bhakshaha, eating anything he wants to eat at any time. Kama acharaha, doing anything that he wants to do without any discipline. So, such a life is okay for animals. Because they are governed by their instincts. But in case of humans, that should be restrained in all of them. So here, kama vada, kama baksha, kama achara, that is called mrityuho in this shloka. And mrityum tirtva, a person who lives a sattvic, a sastraic lifestyle, he is able to master his instincts. That's why in the third chapter, Krishna said, tasmatvam indriyana, indriyanyadhavam, niyamyabaratarshabam, papmanam prajahihenam, jnana vijnana nashanam. So the indriyas, the manas, buddhi, they all tend to do whatever they like. So that is called mrityu in this shloka. And why mrityu? Because they keep the person in samsara, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. So it is called figuratively mrityu here. And when a person takes to Vedic lifestyle, what does he cross over? This instinctive life he crosses over and takes to a refined, mature life. And that is what is symbolized in the Upanayana Samskara. That is called the second birth from animal man to man man. So the person before Upanayana Samskara, he was a Prakrita Purushaha, a nature person who could do whatever he wanted to do without any discipline. And during the Upanayana Samskara, he is twice born, Dvijaha. And then he becomes a Samskrita Purushaha. From a Prakrita Purushaha, he becomes a refined Purushaha. Then alone one can hope to become a God man. So from animal man to God man. That's what Swamiji says. So this is the first stage. So avidyaya, by shastraic lifestyle, mrityum tirtva, he crosses over his swabhava, his nature. And then vidyaya, by sakuna upasanaya, amritam ashnute, the person will attain amritatvam, immortality. Again, by immortality, we mean what? Krama muktihi. This is not jnana yoga. Because he is going through all these rituals and upasana. So by immortality, we mean krama mukti. Actually, we have to remember 8th chapter for that of Bhagavad Gita. So those who are not attended Gita lectures, refer to that, this thing. So krama mukti briefly is a person will go to Brahmaloka. After this life, he will go to Brahmaloka, and from Brahmaloka, he will gain jnanam. So, where Upasaka, he goes to the Brahmaloka after death and gain Atma jnanam, and there in Brahmaloka, and then attain immortality. Therefore, Vidyaya, Vidyaya means Upasanaya, Amritam Ashnute, Krama Muktim Prapanoti. He gains Krama Mukti, and like Jivan Mukti, Krama Mukti. So, with this, the first sadhana is over, that is Karma, Upasana, Samuchaya, the combination of ritual and meditation. Now we will go to the second sadhana in mantra number 12. Andam dama pravishanti yesam bhutim upasate tato bhuya yivate tamaha yavusam bhutyamrataha. So in the next three verses, we are getting to the second sadhana, namely, Upasana Dvaya Samuchayaha. So earlier we had the combination of karma and upasana. Now it is going to be Upasana Dvayam, two upasanas together. So what do we mean by that? The combination of two upasanas. Previously, it was one karma and one upasana. Here it is a combination of two upasanas. And what are those? One is Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So the total Sukshma Shariram or total mind or total knowledge. Upasana of the total Sukshma Shariram, the mind, or total knowledge. And the second is Prakriti Upasana, total Karana Shariram or Maya. So Upasana on Hiranyagarbha and Upasana on Prakriti. So both is called upasana, upasana dvayam now. So this is meditated upon and is called prakasa. So Hiranyagarbha in this Upanishad is known as Sambhutihi or Sambhavaha. In this particular word, in this word sloka, the Hiranyagarbha is called Sambhutihi or Sambhavaha. Why Hiranyagarbha is called Sambhutiki? Sambhutiki means one who is born, one who has got birth. And Hiranyagarbha is known as Sambhuti because the total Sukshma Shariram, subtle body, is born out of what? Total Karna Shariram. If you remember the definition of Karana Shariram, Sharira Dvayasya Karana Matram. For both the Stula Shariram, grass body, and the Sukshma Shariram, subtle body, Karana Shariram is the cause. So both of them are born out of Karana Shariram. So because it has birth, Hiranyagarbha is called Sambhutihi. See, total Sukshma Shariram is born, is called Sambhutihi. And Samyak Bhutihi. So Samyak Bhutihi Janma Yasya Saha Sambhutihi Hiranyagarbha. And the total Karana Shariram or Prakriti is called Asambhutihi or Asambhavaha. Why? We can guess it. Prakriti is called Asambhavaha because Prakriti or Maya does not have a birth. Sthula and Sukshma Shariras are born out of Karana Shariram, which is not born itself. Karana Shariram is not born. If you remember the definition of Karana Shariram, just now I said, so Anirvachya, Anadi, Avidya, that is what Karana Shariram is in Tattva Bodha, Anirvachya. So Anadi, Anadi means it is beginningless. So Prakriti is called so. So now the Upanishad talks about the Hiranyagarbha, Prakriti, Upasana, Samuchayaha. The combination of the Upasana of Hiranyagarbha and Prakriti. To glorify the combination of these two, as before, it criticizes the practice of any one Upasana and in because this is the license in Upanishads. So to glorify one, they will criticize several others. So kevala Hiranyagarbha upasana and kevala Prakriti upasana, they are both criticized to glorify the combination. So and at the end, the Hiranyagarbha Prakriti Samuchaya upasana will be glorified. With this background, now let us look at the mantra. The first line criticizes the kevala Prakriti upasana. Only Prakriti upasana is criticized. Ye asambhutim upasate. Suppose people meditate upon kevala asambhutihi. Asambhutihi means I said prakriti only without Hiranyagarbha. What happens to them? Andam tamaha pravishanti. They end up in blinding darkness. Whereas in the second line, yaha u sampudyagum rataha. Others meditate upon the Hiranyagarbha sambhutihi. The Kevala Hiranyagarbha Upasana without mixing with Prakriti, Tato Bhuyaha Tamaha Pravishanti. They enter into still darker world as it were. That means what? They don't have any chance of getting self-knowledge. How did we know it? Our Guru has told us. That's what the Rishis say. That is what the Upanishad says next. Sloka 13. Anyadevahu Sambhavat, Anyadahura Sambhavat, Iti Shushrumadhiranam Yenastadvicha Chakshire. So the second line has the same meaning as before, as we saw earlier in the previous shloka. The Upanishad declares, this we have learnt from our gurus, Dhiranam. What did we learn? Sambhavat Palam Anyat. Kevala Hiranyagarbha Upasana gives one type of result. And Asambhavat Kevala Prakriti Upasana will give another type of result. Both are inferior results only when they are independently practiced. So combination, combine them and meditate. Then if you do that, what will happen? That is given in the next shloka. I didn't go for too much of explanation of that because many of these words are all repetitive. Shloka 14. Sambhudincha vinashancha yasyad vedho bayam saha vinashena mrityum tirtva Sambhutyamrita mashnute. So in this shloka, the combination of Hiranyagarbha and Prakriti Upasana, that is highlighted. So sahaha tat ubayagum veda. Suppose a person practices both the upasanas. That word saha is very important, which indicates samuchaya or combination, as we mentioned earlier. So combination of what? Sambhutim cha vinashancha, all these words, if you go to dictionary, you can never find the meaning of what the Upanishad wants to convey. Here, sambhuti should be interpreted as asambhuti. That is the trick. So, asambhuti means prakriti. Earlier, sambhuti we said is Hiranyagarbha, but in this shloka, sambhuti has to be interpreted as asambhuti, and that is prakriti. Then how can we interpret like that? Shankaracharya, he gives the reason. In Sanskrit, this is a little kind of a grammar. Suppose there is a word, Rame, and it ends with A, the sound A, and followed by another word which have a beginning of A. For example, Rame Agachati. There is some sentence like that. Then according to grammar, the A of Gachati, Agachati, is hidden or silent. So when we read it, it will be Rame Gachati only, but actually the meaning is Rame Agachati, to indicate that, to put that thing, they put that's a mark. So they put it. So actually in Sri Suktam, Tam Padmini Gim Sharanam Agam Prapadye Lakshmir Me Nasyatam Tvam Vrine. There the A before Nasyatam, Nasyatam Tam, that is silent. But we cannot split it and read, because this is how Veda Mantra is. So I cannot say, oh, grammatically it is incorrect, let me read it like that. So after the A, when the letter A comes, that sound is dropped. Now Shankara argues, in the previous mantra, the word ends with Vicha Chakshire. That was the ending of the previous shloka, Vicha Chakshire. And in this mantra, the beginning should be Asambhutim and should not be Sambhutim, because the A will be silent. Because of this Sandhi rule, the A is silent or hidden. So Asambhutihi, Asambhutihi means Prakritihi. And why should Shankara should do all these things? There is no need for all these circuitous things. Why should he do that? The reason is, the word Vinashaha comes later, which represents Hiranyagarbha. So if the word Sambhuti also has a beginning, then that also will mean Hiranyagarbha. So to avoid repetition, Shankaracharya says, Vinashaka should be taken as Hiranyagarbha and Sambhutihi should be taken as Asambhutihi, called Prakriti, because Prakriti does not have a beginning. Asambhuti, Prakriti does not have a beginning. This is Shankara's logic. Prakriti is Maya, doesn't have a beginning, which we already saw earlier. So then we may ask, why should we interpret Vinasha as Hiranyagarbha? That question will come. Vinashaka means mortal, which has a beginning and end. And Hiranyagarbha has a beginning and end. So Vinashaka will be Hiranyagarbha. So if you are able to follow this logic, it is fine. Otherwise, don't worry, Shankaracharya said this. So we know Shankaracharya would have said only the correct things and just accept it. And Ubayam. So Ubayam means both Hiranyagarbha and Prakriti. Saha Veda. Saha Veda, the word, crucial word is Saha. Saha means together, combining both Hiranyagarbha Upasana and Prakriti Upasana. The Veda means Upaste, meditate upon. Veda means is not to know. Veda means here, Upaste. So the one who practices Hiranyagarbha Prakriti Upasana Samuchayaha, what is the palam for him? It is said, Vinashena Mrityum Tirtva. By Vinasha means Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So through Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Mrityum Tirtva, one crosses over mortality. What is the meaning of Mrityu here? Again, it is a special meaning. There is no dictionary meaning for this. Shankaracharya says, Mrityuhu means all types of limitation, all types of slavery. Being under someone is death alone. If you have no freedom, and if you are somebody, I cannot do what I want to do. I have to do what the other person wants me to do. The one who does not have individuality is as good as non-existent. So these are all very special type of interpreting all these mantras. So every human being is as though non-existent, because he has no powers. And that is Mrityu. And crossing over Mrityu is attaining Animadi Ashta Aishwarya Siddhihi Eva Mrityu Taranam. That is what is said here. To get all these Anima, Garima, all those Mahima, all those Siddhis. That means a person can do whatever he wants to do. He can become big, he can become small, he can attract everybody. All those kind of special qualities. When he has those powers, then that person is the one who has crossed over Mrityu. So by the practice of Upasana, one will get mastery and become a master and not a slave of anyone. That means what? He can assert his existence, having got over all kinds of anaishwaryam, mrityu. Poverty is mrityu. Wealth is mrityu taranam. From poverty, if you have wealth, mrityu taranam. So Hiranyagarbha Upasana, he will get all powers, aishwaryam. And Sambhutya, because of the Prakriti Upasana power, he will get what? Amritam Ashnute. Here we have to look at it very carefully again. Vinashena Mrityum Tirtva Sambhutya. How to read this now? Vinashena Mrityum Tirtva Asambhutya. You should be careful. You should be Asambhutya. Asambhutyam Prakriti Upasanaya. What is the phalam? Amritam Ashnute. One gets Amritatvam. And again, what is Amritam here? Here also dictionary meaning will not help. It cannot be taken as moksha. Normally amritattva means is moksha. Here it is not moksha. If through upasana one can get moksha, then why to gain atmajnanam at all? There is no need. So amritam does not mean liberation or moksha here, nor the nectar available in Devaloka. In Devaloka there is this amritam. It is not that either. In this context, Shankaracharya says, amritam means prakriti layaha. Merger into Maya. That is what Amritam means. How long? How long he will be merged with Maya? He will be merged into Maya throughout this creation. Entire creation. He will not be born again and again. Punarapi Jananam. That cycle will not come to him. He will remain in Maya throughout this Srishti. And at the time of Mahapralayam, the Mahapralaya, the whole creation will resolve. And when the next creation comes, he will be reborn. So the prayojanam called Prakriti Layaha is what? Merger into Maya throughout the present creation, which is not possible for other people. For others, what happens? In this creation itself, they will be born several times. They will be again Punarapi Jananam cycle will continue for several times in this Janma, in this Krishnashti itself. But because of the Upasana Phala, this person will not be like that. He will remain in Prakriti, in Maya. And only when the recreation Srishti comes again, in the next Srishti Kala, he will come again, take another Janma. So he will enjoy a very, very long sleep. So how can we say it is wonderful? Because we know sleep is wonderful. So this is the Phalam of Hiranyagarbha Prakriti Upasana Samuchayaha. Combination Upasana of both Hiranyagarbha Upasana and Prakriti Upasana. With this, the two sadhanas are over. Now let us go to shloka number 15. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapihitam mukham tatvam pushanna pavrunu satyadharmaya drishtaye. So in these four mantras, a set of prayers are offered. It's a famous set. And these prayers are given by whom? By the Karma Upasana Samuchaya Karta. The one who has practiced the Karma Upasana Samuchaya. Performing duties and upasanas. Combining them judiciously. Such a lifestyle is called Karma Upasana Samuchaya lifestyle. So the prayer of that person is given here. Understand, this is only for a upasaka, not for a jnani. Because any amount of karma and upasana a person does, he comes under still ajnani only. He is not a jnani yet. Ajnani of jiva, jivatma, paramatma, aikyam. He is a Shiva Bhakta, all right, or Vishnu Bhakta. But he cannot say, I am Shiva or I am Vishwa. So I am Vishnu. So Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham, he cannot say yet because he is not a jnani. So this ajnani karma upasana samuchaya karta, he is offering prayers here. Then the next question is, when does he offer his prayers? What is the time of this prayer? Towards end of his death. That is prayana kale or marana kale or anta kale. And what is the essence of his prayer? Oh Lord, I have practiced this karma upasana samuchaya. All my duties I have done. I am a bhakta of you. I have been meditating upon you. I don't know any Vedanta and all that thing. So whatever be the result of that samuchaya, that combination upasana, that palam please give it to me. That samuchaya palam is what? Mahyam, mahyam, give to me mahyam datatu. Please give it to me. That's what he's asking. We may wonder, why should he ask? Because the Lord will give anyway. We don't have to ask, right? Lord will give. Because of eagerness, he asks for the palam. Then the next question is, what is samuchaya palam, combination palam? certainly not moksha. Only for a jnani moksha is the phalam. So the upasaka has to be necessarily, he has to travel after death. Then the next question is, where will he travel? What will be the route he will take? In Mundaka Upanishad, it is said that the path taken is called Shukla Gati or the bright path. If a person performs only karma, he will take to another route called Krishna Gati or the darker route. And what is the difference between Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati? Krishna Gati is an inferior path. One who does his duties throughout his life, no meditation, he will go to Swargaloka. That is through Krishna Gati. Enjoy lot of pleasures, and after some time, what he will do? He has to be Tetam Bhuktva Swargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. He has to come back after exhausting his punya. So Krishna Gati is returnable path or Avritti Margaha. Whereas when a person does Karma Upasana Samuchaya, then he will travel through a superior path called Shukla Gati. And what happens to him? He will go to Brahmaloka, which is higher heaven. What will happen there? Not only he can enjoy Brahmaloka Sukham, he can attend Vedanta lectures there by whom? By Brahmaji himself. And after Vedanta Shravanam, he may not require Mananam and Nididhyasana because of high purity for him. So he immediately gets knowledge, will get Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti also later in Brahmaloka. So this particular process is called Krama Mukti, as I mentioned earlier, for the Karma Upasana Samuchaya Karta, the person who practices both Karma and Upasana. So he prays, O Lord, let me have the Shukla Gati cleared for my travel. These are all kinds of weird imaginations. So he wants to go through Shukla Gati. And he thinks there is an obstruction in Shukla Gati. So he wants that to be cleared. According to the Shastras, the Shukla Gati travels through the solar disk. It's a gateway. So this Upasaka will leave his body. The Jiva will travel through Shukla Gati, penetrate through the solar disk, and will go to Brahmaloka and will attain Brahman through self-knowledge in Brahmaloka. So this Upasaka says, O Lord, that solar disk does not seem to be open. Please remove the covering. Some lid is covering that, which symbolically means the opening of Shukla Gati, so that I will be able to travel through that solar disk and attain Shukla Gati. That is the prayer. So this prayer contains the four mantras. Now if you look at the shloka, it says, Satyasya Mukham. Here Satyam has got two meanings. One is Hiranyagarbha, another is Brahman. Both are Satyam. Mukham means the route or the gateway. What is the gateway? The solar disk. And through that, the Upasaka will reach Hiranyagarbha first. Satyam meaning, that's meaning number one, Hiranyagarbha. And later he will go to Satyam number two, which is Brahman or Parambrahma. So that is Shukla Gati, Krama Mukti, he will get there. So the gateway to Hiranyagarbha and Parambrahma is the solar disk. He has to go through that to attain them. So I have to travel through that after my death. But what do I find? Satyasya Mukham. Mukham means the gateway, as I said. Apihitam. It is covered. It is closed. By what? Hiranmayena Patrena. There is a lid or vessel which is golden colored. And that lid is covering this path. And I will not be able to move that because it's so big and heavy. I cannot move that. So, O Lord, Pushan, he is addressing the Lord. Pushan, the Surya Devata. Pushan means the Lord, the Surya Devata. And why that name? The one who nourishes everyone. So, Pushnati Sarvan iti Pusha. So, he is supposed to be nourishing everything. So, O Lord, the nourisher of all, Tat Apavrunu, may you remove the golden lid which is covering the solar disk. For whose sake? Satya Dharmaya, for me, who has followed the values of truthfulness. So one of the most important verses that an Upasaka has to follow is not telling lie. So he has to tell Satyam all the time. So it is not adequate that one does Karma Upasana Samuchaya, he should tell truth also. That is why it says he is calling himself a Satya Dharmaya. In Mundaka Upanishad, there is a in the actually the third muntakam in the canto, first canto, there is a shloka, satyameva jayate nanrutam satyena panta vitato devayanaha yena kramat rishayom hyaptakama yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. So truth alone wins, satyameva jayate nanrutam, not untruth. By truth is laid the path, satyena panta vitato devayanaha, called the devayana, that path, by which the desireless seers, the sages, they ascend to where exists the supreme treasure attainable through truth. So truth is hailed so much. So if one tells lie, even if he does the karma upasana samuchaya, the door will not open. So satya dharma means one who has followed the virtue of satyam. Satyameva dharmaha yasya saha satya dharmaha. So for my sake, who has done karma upasana samuchaya and followed the truth, O Lord, open the door. What is the purpose? Drishtaya, atmajnanaya. So prajapati upadesha dvara, prajapati means brahmachi, upadesha dvara, atmajnana praptaye, for gaining atmajnanam, apavruno, please remove that covering. That is what he is requesting. So this is the contextual meaning given by Shankaracharya. So this mantra has got another Vedantic meaning also. If you take out of the Isavasya context, because this is contextual meaning in the Isavasya concept, but if you take out of the contextual meaning, then the Vedantic seeker is offering the prayer. This is not offered by a Rupasaka at the time of death. So here he says, I am interested in Satyam, which represents Atmajnanam or Moksha Marga. And Hiranmaya Patra means what? Golden vessel, which represents all material wealth, possessions, value of position, money, relationship, all are perishable items. Why material goals are called golden vessel? Because gold is attractive. Because like even, you know, Sita Devi, she is in the forest. One who could be enjoying Rama all the time, the Paramatma all the time was with her. But what? She was attracted by the golden deer. It was attractive. Rama represents moksha and the golden deer represents arthakama. So the consequence is what? Sita had to undergo dukkham. So here also, I was carried away by material attraction. So satyasya mukham apihitam. My moksha pursuit got stalled. So material attractions are obstructing my spiritual goal. And I want to get out of all these attractions, but I am not able to. So when Purushartha fails, only way out is Sharanagati. Because Purushartha, I am not able, that pursuit, I am failing. Sharanagati. So this Vedantic seeker is surrendering to the Lord and he prays, please take away the material attractions from me. So Pushanne Apavruno, take away the material attraction. And all for what? Drishtaye, for the sake of Atmajnanam, same as before. And who am I? Satya Dharmaya, the one who is committed to Satyam. Here Satyam means Brahman. Is not Satyam, is not truth. One who is committed to Brahman, whose goal is to attain Brahmatvam. So let all the attractions go away so that I can dedicate my life for Satya Praptihi. That is the prayer. So this is the Vedantic meaning for this mantra. So only when this mantra is taken out of Isavasya context. So if you keep it in Isavasya context, the previous meaning only. If you take it out, then we can have this meaning. Shloka 16. Pushanne karshe yama surya prajapatya vyuharasmin samuha tejaha yatte rupam kalyana tapam kalyana tamam tatte pashyami yosavasav purushaha sohamasmi. This is the Upasaka's final prayer. He continues. He is addressing the Lord, O Pushanne. Ekarshe yama surya prajapatya. All the five words are prayers addressing to the Lord. The Lord, the Surya Bhagavan, Pushan, who nourishes the world, who is in the solar disk. Even though the Lord is everywhere, the seeker invokes him in the solar disk. In this context, in the solar disk. ஓ ஏகர்ஷே, ஏகர்ஷி, ஒன் ஹூ டிராவல்ஸ் அலோன் வித்தவுட் எனி ஒன் அரவுண்ட். சூரிய தேவதா ஆல்வேஸ் டிராவல்ஸ் அலோன், நோபடி இஸ் அரவுண்ட் வித் ஹிம். ரிஷிஹி, ரிஷிஹி மீன்ஸ் டிராவலர். ஏக ரிஷிஹி, ஸோ ஏகஹா மீன்ஸ் ஏகஹாசன் ரிஷதி கச்சதி இது ஏகர்ஷி. அண்ட் யமா, யமா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் ஹியூமனிட்டி, நாட் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் டெப்த் ஹியர், த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த கண்ட்ரோலர். ஸோ நியமன கர்த்தா இஸ் யமஹா, இஸ் நாட் தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் மிருத்யு, மிருத்யு தேவதா. ஹவு டு வி சே தட் சூர்யா இஸ் த கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் ஹியூமனிட்டி? பிகாஸ் ஒன்லி வென் த சன் ரைசஸ் ஆல் பீப்புள் கெட் அப் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் பிகின் and they end along with sunset. So we should not ask questions here, night shift and all that thing, so they didn't exist, but generally this is the case. And so yamaha yachati, yachayati niyachati iti yamaha. Then suryaha, you are the surya bhagavan who presides over the sun. And Shankaracharya gives a particular meaning for the word suryaha here in this context. So sarvasya swikaranat suryaha, the one who withdraws everything. Swikaranath. And what do we mean by everything? Shankaracharya gives actually three categories. He says, when the sun rises, it sends its rays to the earth. Surya Rashmihi, sun rays, because of which the earth shines in the light. And when the sun sets, it withdraws the rays, Swikaranam, into itself. So, Rashminam Swikaranath Suryaha. That is one meaning. And the second meaning is, it withholds or absorbs water from the ocean, which alone forms the clouds, which becomes rain later, which is responsible to cool the entire earth. And again, the glory of Surya Devata. So, Jalanam Swikaranat Suryaha, by withdrawing, absorbing waters, it's called Suryaha. And the third meaning is like a scientific meaning, Prananam Swikaranat Iti Suryaha, the sun alone lends energy through the sunlight to the body. The scientists say now that the body is activated by the solar light. And when the sun sets, the extra energy that the sunlight gave is called prana shakti. That is taken back. And so we feel dull. And so prananam swikaranat iti suryaha. These are the three meanings. Then prajapatyaha, one who is born out of prajapati or brahmaji. Because all the devatas have come out of Hiranyagarbha, according to Mundaka Upanishad. So, Brahma Devanam Pratamas Sambhubhuva, Vishwasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. So, Brahmaji was born first. So, Puranas they say from Vishnu's navel, Brahmaji was born. And he created all the other devatas. So, Surya Devata also is born out of Brahmaji. So, Prajapatyaha, Prajapati's son is Prajapatyaha. So Prajapatehe Putraha Brahma Putraha, another name of Surya Bhagavan. And what do I want from you? O Lord, Vyuha Rashmin Samuha. I want to travel through Shuklagati, but I am not able to see the path because from the sun glaring rays are coming, even at such a distance, 9 crore and odd miles. If it is going to be so blinding, what to talk of going through the solar disk? So I am not even able to see the sun. So may you temporarily withdraw your glaring rays. So vyuha means to remove. Rashmin vyuha. Not only the rays to be removed, the sun does another type of disturbance also. That is the heat. How much heat is in the sun? They cannot even estimate. And if I have to go near the sun, it is impossible. O Lord Sun, Samuha Tejaha, may you withdraw your scorching heat also. Tejaha should be added to Samuha here. So two jobs. You have to withdraw your dazzling light and scorching heat, both, for me temporarily. So just for me to cross so that I can travel through you. And what is my goal? Yat te kalyanat, yat te kalyanatam, kalyanatamam rupam, kalyanatamam rupam. Tat Pashyami, I want to see the Kalyanatama Rupam. Let me see your auspicious nature, this Mangala Swarupam. I want to see. Tat Savitru Varenyam Bargaha, Dimahi, Diyahayahanaha Prachodayad. Varenyam Bargaha, your auspicious nature. Let me discover. Tat Pashyami. And Yosavasau Purushaha, the Hiranyagarbha, the total, which is represented in the sun. And I, the Upasaka, who represents the Vyashti, the individual. So Hiranyagarbha is the total, the Samashti. And I, the Vyashti, the individual. Both of us are one and the same. Vyashti, Samashti, Aikyam. The Upasaka is referring to here. So he says, Asau Purushaha means the totality represented in the sun god. Asau means in the distance, the sun god. And Aham, Aham means the individuality represented by the Upasaka, that is myself. Here again, we have to be aware of a scriptural method of teaching. The totality cannot be visualized by us because of our limited intellect, sense organs, etc. We cannot visualize the total. Even an entire country, we cannot visualize. We normally know maybe our town, our village, our street, only that much. Even our entire country or state, we cannot visualize. So if you want to think of our country, what do we do normally? We skip the total, symbolize the entire country by a particular thing, maybe like a flag. So the moment we see the flag, we salute the flag thinking that it is the country. That's what we do. So similarly, in our scriptures also, when we want to worship the total Ishwara, we cannot visualize the totality. And so we need a place where the totality can be visualized. And for the country, as we have a flag, and the scriptures also, they say something. What is that? The Suryaha, the sun god, is the place where the macrocosm is invoked. By looking at the Surya Devata, the sun god, you invoke the macrocosm. And so the word Purushaha here means the macrocosm that is invoked in Asau, in that sun. That is why in Sandhyavandana Karma also we recite Deya Sada Savitramandala Matyavarti Narayanaha Desarasi Jasana Sannivishtaha Keyuravanu Makara Kundalavanu Kiriti Hari Kiranya Upuhu Dhrida Shanka Chakraha, all those things we say. So daily Sandhyavandana prayer, Samashti is invoked in the sun. Totality is invoked in the sun. And here the Upasaka also invokes the Samashti, the Hiranyagarbha in the sun, which is represented here by what? Asau Purushaha, the macrocosm, and Aham, Aham means the I, the microcosm, both are as me, one and the same. Now, a technical question must come. What is that? We have said that this is the prayer of an Upasaka, right? And the Upasaka is still an Ajnani, he is not a Jnani. That means what? He does not know the Aikyam of Jivatma and Paramatma. Now, the question is, how can this Upasaka say, Yosa Vasau Purushaha Asmi, that Samashti the total and Aham Ekaha Asmi, how does he refer to the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam would be the question. For that we say, the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is of two types. One is an imaginary Aikyam, which I just imagine without understanding. Just as the Lord is invoked in a Shivalinga or in a Shalagrama, I just learn to invoke the Lord upon myself and practice the imagination that I am the Lord. Mayi eva Ishwaram jayami, Ishwaram avahayami. So soham bhavena pujayet. That's what we do. Once I invoke the Lord, what do I say? Aham eva Ishwaraha asmi. So all the argyam, padyam, all those upacharas, such an invocation is called Aham Griha Upasana. I imagine I am the Lord. Just as I imagine in the turmeric powder, I imagine Ganesha. In the lamp, I imagine Devi. All Anganyasas, Karanyasas, Angushta Bhyanamaha, Tarjini Bhyanamaha, all those things, they are all invoking the Lord in me only. So this imagination comes under Upasana only and not under Jnana. So that is why he cannot understand yet. This is one imaginary Aikyam only. The other one is the actual Aikyam. Shloka 17. Vayuranilam amrutamatedam basmantam shariram om kratosmaram kritam smaram kratosmaram kritam smaram. The prayer of the Ajnani Upasaka continues and he says, what should happen at the time of death? He says, my individual parts will merge into the corresponding total. Let the microcosm merge with the macrocosm. That means what? Let not the microcosm continue its individuality. In the case of others, the microcosm or jiva does not merge into the total, but continues its individuality and will travel like an iceberg in water. which is water only. Iceberg is also water. Water is also water. But has its individuality. The iceberg has its individuality and travels in water. Water traveling in water, retaining that water. When it melts, when the iceberg melts, it loses its individuality. It is not destroyed, but becomes one with the ocean. In the case of others, the ego iceberg is so strong, it continues. Here the Upasaka says, I don't want to retain my individuality, but merge into the samashti, the total. So he says, Vayuhu Anilam. We have to supply here, Prapnothu. So Vayuhu Pranaha, Vayu refers to Pranaha. The individual Prana is called Vayu. And Anilam, the total, the samashti Prana. Let my Vashti Prana merge into Hiranyagarbha, the samashti Prana. So let that be merger of these things. So let my Sukshma Shariram merge into Hiranyagarbha, the total Sukshma Shariram. And this is not only in case of Prana, it has to be extended to all the other individual organs. So each sense organ, let them merge into the corresponding total Devatas. Like Chakshuhu, the eyes, merge into Suryaha. The mind, merge into total mind, Chandra. The hands, Indra. Legs, Vishnu. So let all Vyashtis, individuals, merge with the total, Samashti. And what should happen to my physical body with which I have the most attachment right from birth? I know I am the physical body. That's how close I am attached. He says, Shariram Basmantam Bhavatu. Let my body be reduced to ashes. Let it merge into the Prithivi and Panchabhutas. And what should happen to my Jivatma? It should go through Shuklagati. Brahma Loka it has to go. And through Krama Mukti. He says, Om Krato Smara Kritam Smara. Krato has two meanings here. We will take both the meanings since it repeats twice. So Kratu means our own mind. So it is Samkalpatmaka Manaha. That mind. And Kratu means also Agni. The fire god. So first he is addressing his own mind. O Krato, O my mind. What should you do? Do not try to remember all the vyavaharas which you have been doing all along. All the things, practical things that you have been going on, all those experiences, do not remember any of them. Like Bhishma, when he was dying, he asked all others to go away. He asked Krishna to come in front and started to glorify him and dies thinking of the Lord only. So I want all my memories of everything else to vanish from me. He addresses the mind and says, Kritam Smara. May you now remember the Upasana which you have practiced all these days. Whatever Ishta Devata you had, may you remember. O mind, that's what he is telling. Let me die with that thought. The mind should not say that my Ishta Devata is money. No, here the Upanishad says that this Bhakta is beyond all those material things. So Kritam. Kritam means Ishvara or Ahangraha Upasanam Smara. Think of it. And details we have to get from the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, the entire 8th chapter is only a commentary on these four verses of Isavasya Upanishad only. Karma Mukti. Actually, Sadashiva Brahmendra is a great jnani and all his bhajans, they address one's own mind to remember the Lord. Chetaha Sri Raman. So, Chetaha Sri Raman and Chintaya, again, Dimodas Shyamam. So that's what he sings. That is Sadashiva Brahmendra's this thing, a great jnani. So Manasa Sanchara, all these slokas or songs are all only along these lines. So having addressed the mind, he repeats the same prayer addressing Agni Devata. O Krat. Krat means Agni, second meaning. May you remember all the good karmas that I have done. Why Agni? Because Agni is the Devata which would have received all the oblations I have offered in homas. So even if it is not a homa, even during regular prayers, Agni is in the form of a lamp. We keep a lamp. So you are the witness for all my prayers and pujas, all the noble karmas I have done. So grant me the visa to go through Shuklagati, O Agni Kritam Smara. Shloka 18, the last shloka. Agne Naya Supata Raye Asmane Vishwani Deva Vayunani Vidwan Yodhyasmat Yuhurana Menaha Bhuyishtante Namavuktim Videma. This is the final prayer addressed to Agni Devata. O Agni, you know what type of noble karmas I have done, has led me by, so lead me through the Shukla Gati. So he says, hey Agni, then Supatha Naya, may you lead me through the noble path. So the path, it is a noble path, Shukla Gati. For what? Raye, for our noble karma upasana samachaya palam. For that, so pala praptaye, for getting that palam of this karma upasana samachaya, may you lead us through Shukla Gati. So raye, so karma upasana palaya, so krama muktaye, so brahmaloka praptaye, may you lead. So asman means us, not only me, all others who have followed the same upasana, like this. Why I request you to do so? Because he Agni, Vishwani Vayunani Vidwan, you are aware of all the karmas and upasanas I have done. Vidwan means you are aware, you are knowledgeable, you know, you are the witness. Then Vayunam means karma. And Vishwa means Sarva. So Sarva Karmani includes Upasana also. So you are aware of all the noble karmas I have done. And Asmat Juhuranam Yenaha Yodhi. Of course, I know I might have done lot of papams also. But since I have done lot of noble karmas, with those punyas that I have earned through them, you destroy all my papams. There are also transaction. Yodhi, wipe off. So Marjaya. So cleanse me. Of what? Yenaha. Yenaha refers to papam. So what type of papam? Juhuranam yenaha. Evil papam. Treacherous ones. I have done all kinds of treacherous sins. And if still some more papams are sticking into me, I offer my final prostrations to you. I do saranagati to you. Nama uktim videma. I offer my final verbal prostration. Say Narayana or any of those things. So, Bhuishtam. Bhuishtam means repeatedly. I utter your name repeatedly. The idea is what? Our mind should be used to the names of the Lord. With this, the prayer of the Upasaka is over. Now, what about a Jnani? Does the Jnani require such a prayer at all or not? No. Jnani being ever established in the Lord, even here and now, so Sarvada Vartamanopi Sahayogi Mai Vartate. In the case of a Jnani, the story is different. He is on the lap of the Lord all the time. He doesn't have to go through any of the Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati. He has no Gati for him. So he is with the Lord here and now. So that's why in Tattva Bodha he says, Tanum Tejatuva Kashyam Swapatasya Grihesava Jnana Samprapti Samaye Muktosau Vigatashayaha. Whether he dies in Kashi or in a very lowly place, at the time of Jnanam, he becomes a Muktaha. So Jnanam is better. Therefore, Ishavasyam Idagum Sarvam, may you gain this knowledge here and now. With this, the Ishavasya Upanishad is over. So before we complete, even though it's a small Upanishad, as customarily we do the summary of the full chapter, we will do it here also. The summary of Ishavasya Upanishad I will give briefly. So this Upanishad can be broadly classified into four portions. One is the Jnana Yoga summary. The second portion is Karma Yoga summary. And the third one is Jnana Yoga elaboration. And the fourth one is Karma Yoga elaboration. So the first topic in Jnana Yoga summary, it gave in the first mantra, Isavasyam Idagum Sarvam, one of the most important mantras of the entire Upanishadic literature. Not only just Isavasya Upanishad, entire Upanishadic literature summarizes the entire Jnana Marga. The essence is given. One has to change one's vision for moksha. Moksha does not depend upon change of world or body. No external change. But moksha requires an attitudinal change in vision. Which change has to be brought out only by knowledge, no other way. What is the change? What I have been seeing as the world should be replaced by the vision of the Lord. So the shift is, first I see the world alone, then God and the world, and finally God alone. That's what my vision should be. This is called Ishavasyam Idagum Sarvam. This is the Jnana Yoga summary. And when you go to the Karma Yoga summary portion, it comes in the second mantra. It also is a very, very important mantra in the entire scriptural context. So, kurvannevehem karmani jijivishecham chatam samaha. Evam trayi nanyate tosti, nanyate tosti na karmam lipyate nare. That is the shloka, the second shloka. What is karma yoga? So, convert your very life and actions to worship. Then my action should be worthy of offering to the Lord. So I should lead a pure life. In the same way, first action alone, then action and worship, and finally worship alone. There is no more action afterwards. So in fact, the entire third chapter of Bhagavad Gita is commentary on Isavasya Upanishad, shloka number 2. And the third topic is Jnana Yoga elaboration, shlokas 3-8. In which the nature of Ishvara is given. It is a commentary on the first mantra, which shows that the entire creation is Ishvara only. And if at all I see differences, it belongs to what? It belongs to Nama Rupa only. So, Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani Atmai Atmaiva Bhut Vijanataha Tatrako Mohaha Kahashukaha Ekatvam Anupashyataha. That is the seventh shloka. So, substance is one. Nama Rupas are many. So, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha. So, it's a beautifully brought out in this particular section. And the fourth and final section is Karma Yoga elaboration. From Shloka number 9 to Shloka number 18, that is a commentary of the second mantra. Two main sadhanas were talked about. The Karma Upasana Samuchaya, combination of ritual and meditation. And Upasana Dvaya Samuchaya, combination of two Upasanas. Which are the two Upasanas? Hiranyagarbha Upasana and Prakriti Upasana. It need not be these two Upasanas only. It can be replaced by any other also. One should do his duties, that is karma, but combined with remembering the Lord. So the portion is concluded with four wonderful prayers in which the Upasaka prays to the Lord for Krama Mukti. Shuklagati Krama Mukti. I could not get self-knowledge in this Janma, but I hope I will get it in Brahma Loka at least and will attain liberation from there. That is the prayer. So with this, the Isavasya Upanishad is over. This is called Isavasya Upanishad because it begins with the word Isavasyam Idagum Sarva. So with this, the Upanishad is over. It's a short and sweet Upanishad, but requires elaborate assistance and help from the commentators to understand all the shlokas, because each one is complex. By dictionary or any of those sources, it is very difficult to comprehend the meaning. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena sayaparasa maheshwara sri krishna arpanamastu narayana.